Higher Learning on the First Word. I'm Mike Howard. This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the radio station of the University of Toronto. And we're here every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Today, part one of an interview with Trilladelph DJ and one half of Hollertronics, Low Budget. That's right. Played a deadly set in Toronto last week. He's back in Philly now. We hooked up on the phone before another one of his gigs. Talked about hip-hop, Philadelphia, internet hype, and how to create a mashup. Here we go.
Nighttime, Mr. Mom, bootleg Chris and Dawn, brother Chris and Dawn, and they sister Calm. They sell yay, you'll say yay, this is the bomb.
Yes. Nigga P stands for polish. None of y'all is fucking with he, and this is obvious. I'm Ron Artest, laying down to your garbage while my niggas in the street pushing shit like Ben Wallace. And any of y'all could get an even face.
What up, Lil B?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, man. Thanks a lot for doing the interview. I'm doing all right. So you played Footwork last week. I was there. It was heat. Thoughts on the show from the DJ booth?
Oh, it was really fun. Toronto's always good. Definitely a good following, people who know what's up, people who know what I'm up to, what we're all up to, our whole world. People are down, and they come out and are ready to have fun, and that's always good. I always love coming to Toronto.
That's what your parties are about, aren't they? Like, you really try and create, like, an energy in the club, and it's you know, start to finish, you're always pumping up the crowd, right?
Yeah, definitely try and keep it high energy. You know, with, you know, obviously doing a mixture of all types of sounds and trying to keep it fresh and push the limits a little, but at the same time keep it within the realm of something a little bit familiar so that people aren't completely bugged out, you know?
Well, describe the process. Like, how do you pick what records to play?
Well, I mean, I guess our formula that we started, like, kind of with Hollertronics a few years ago was basically playing, like, the jams that people were feeling, and then at the time, there wasn't really a lot of DJs playing down south hip-hop, so we were pushing that. We were pushing Baltimore Club, and then mixing it with a lot of the new, like, indie dance joints that were out. And just anything that's kind of new and bubbling and that's cutting edge, we just try and blend it together regardless of, like, you know, the genre or whatever, like, the, you know, sometimes music's geared towards a certain demographic, and we kind of don't pay attention to that. We kind of just put it all together, you know?
Can you talk about those early days of Hollertronics, you know, with Diplo and how you guys fire on the East Coast there?
Yeah, it was really like a magical time, man. Actually, even before anyone ever heard of us, the first year we started doing the party here in Philly, we just found this spot. It was a Ukrainian social club. It was kind of looked like a high school cafeteria or something.
Nice.
And it was like, it was just really good. The first one was my birthday party. Only about 100 people came out, but it was so fun that the word of mouth was incredible. So within a year, you know, Fader was writing about it. We put out a mix CD based on what we were playing there. But that first year was just really, really special, man. It's kind of like any DJ who sets out trying to DJ, that's what they want to do. If you're throwing a party, that's the party you want to throw. It was just good in every way.
It was like a dream. Yeah, I mean, I spin, but it's like a party you're throwing with your boys at this club that you find that's around the way, but it just catches fire, right? Like,
right,
it blew
right,
up.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's sweet. Now, Never Scared, that was sort of one of the early mixtapes Hollertronics did.
I mean, that's the only real official Hollertronics mixtape.
And it's pretty hard to get your hands on it, isn't it? Like, it's not...
Yeah, I think they only did, like, 2,000 or something when they first made them. So,
so that original's got to be worth something, eh?
Yeah, it's definitely like a $50 eBay CD.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But I'll tell you, but I was talking to Nav from Platy Record when I was up there, and mm-hmm. I think he's got a few laying around the shop, so I don't know. Maybe if someone wants to ask him for one.
Oh, dope. Well, we're talking with Low Budget from Philly, who was here. He played Footwork last week. This is Higher Learning. What do you think of hip-hop right now? Do you think with Busta's new record, with Ghost, is it starting to come back to NY? Do you want it to come back to NY?
I don't know. I think if something's going to be good, it's good. I think right now that's obviously not really where the trend is headed, I don't think. I think, you know, people are still really into the Southern sound and looking for something new, and it seems I get this feeling like a lot of East Coast artists are trying to like have this whole like mentality like we got to bring the East back, and
yeah.
that just reminds me way too much of that like 90s underground hip hop mentality of like we got to bring hip hop back. Like you don't have to. I don't think you should ever have to bring anything back. I think if it's time for it to come back, it'll come back. The best thing to do is to just let things take their natural course, and then when people want something, they'll find it. You know, you can't. You know, once it starts becoming like you're trying to force something on somebody or trying to recreate something that happened 10, 15 years ago, it's not going to be authentic anyway. It's going to be just that. It's going to be a recreation.
Yeah. Well, Ghost. I mean, Ghost. I've heard a couple. I think bootlegs off of Ghost. You know, it's still not Kids, man. From whatever this.
Well, I was just listening to the album too, and it is good. And I think it is a good album, and just like a lot of the stuff that East Coast artists are doing, but. In terms of like where music's at right now, it's not. I don't think it's presenting a lot of new things. You know, not singling out Ghost by no means, but just like the you know that classic hip hop sound right now is. And believe me, that's totally my background. I'm the biggest Wu-Tang fan ever. You know,
but
right now that's not necessarily where my ear's at. You know, and I love listening to Wu tapes. And I guess that's what it feels. I feel like if I'm gonna listen to like that classic hip hop sound. I'm gonna listen to like what was out at that actual time and just kind of reminisce with the classic albums rather than kind of look for something new, because right now that's not really the soundtrack to my life, you know.
Yeah, the South. I don't think they're done. I mean, the South ain't done with Outkast, and it's different. You know, it's Houston and Atlanta.
Yeah.
That's definitely a cool sound. Now Philly. When I think of Philly, I think of like the Roots. I think of New Soul, JD Soulquarians. But Have you guys changed that? Like, is what's happening musically in Philly right now?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's cool. Like, what we're doing, there's definitely that has always been that pocket of like the neo soul and the live hip, organic hip hop, and just underground hip hop in general, and mainstream hip hop in general. You got like Petey Crack and Beanie Siegel and Freeway and all those guys.
Yeah.
We definitely kind of have our own little thing going too with this like. You know, kind of musical movement that's kind of just emerged around our original Holotronics parties. You got like kids who used to go to them parties, who would be the kids that you would see come out and get hype, and you'd be like, oh, I love when that dude comes to my party, he gets so hype, you know. And now they're and now they're making records. You know, Spank Rock for one. You got Amanda, Plastic Little. Like, these are dudes who are making albums now.
Wow.
And, you know, it all started from, like, us just hanging out together. So, like, that's how I know them. That's how they know us. Like, we all just party together. And like, our whole energy of that party is now just being translated into music, which is cool. It's not just, like, me and Diplo spinning records anymore. People are actually making new music based around, like, that energy.
And that's it for part one. You're going to have to check us next week for part two of an interview with Low Budget. Thanks for listening. I'm Mike Howard, and this is Higher Learning, and you've been listening to The First Word on CIUT 89.5.
I don't really care.